here.
You gotta give that intern some crap.
I know.
Not keeping the equipment functioning properly.
Exactly. Okay, I'm plugging it in. It says it's there. This is plugged in. This is turned up. Let's have a listen. Let's try it now.
Hello, this is Al from New Orleans. I have two questions for the pros. Number one, on the aluminum wheels, and I should say I have a 76 Airstream Tradewind that I'm restoring. On the aluminum wheels, I've heard on other shows, y'all mentioned that they've had problems with the lug nuts backing off, and you have to retorque them every 50 miles on the initial install. My question is it advisable to put some type of Loctite, blue or red, on the lug nuts when you're going to install them? Would that help with them not backing out due to vibration? And my second question would be on the actual weight distribution hitch. I've towed a lot of utility trailers and boats over the years, and this is the first time I've had a large camper. And I noticed that, you know, all the camping people have weight distribution hitches. Well, why is it only on campers and not any other type of trailers, utility trailers or boat trailers? If you have a truck that's rated, you know, properly, and the hitch, when you hook it on, it does not sag, do you still need a weight distribution hitch? Thank you so much for all your help, and I've heard all of your podcast. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Wow. Thanks, Al. Appreciate that.
All 349 of you?
I know. Yeah, he'll be hearing this one shortly. So let's start with the lug nuts. Yeah, you have to retorque the lug nuts after, 50 miles, he says. So should you just glue them on with Loctite and be done with it?
Okay, so basically, well, first of all, if he's got the original Alcoa wheels, I think we probably talked about those, but those are forged aluminum wheels. Those are, like, freaking awesome wheels. And highly sought after in the vintage community. So if he's got those, he's very fortunate. Those wheels, I wouldn't actually put Loctite on any of them. Basically what happens is when the lug nut is compressing on the aluminum, I suspect what's happening, they're not rattling loose. What's happening is the aluminum is giving way slightly. You know, and that's what's, I don't think the nut is coming off and the aluminum is getting crushed is really what's happening. The more often that you torque it, sooner or later, you know, like it's already compressed to the degree it needs to be compressed to. And again, forged wheels, they're made under pressure, but if you've bought some sort of other quote-unquote mag wheels that were more, you know, modern ones, which are more than likely made in China, they're cast wheels. So they're certainly not as strong as forged wheels, and I would be willing to bet that the casting is not as dense as a forging. And so you're really compressing that area of the aluminum to, you know, any microscopic voids or whatever getting compressed. We might, you know, if we're lucky, we've got a metallurgist listening here and maybe cringing and saying, Colin, you're all wet. But that's my guess on it. Certainly, I know that when the wheels are older, they don't require anywhere near the retightening that new wheels do. So
yeah,
that's where I came up with my hypothesis.
So, you know, generally, heck, we said when they're new, you just after 50 miles or something, just tighten them again, and then you're done. You don't have to keep doing it, right?
Correct. You know, you might do it twice or something, but and I would still check them every now and again until you're going, like, you know what, these things aren't, they're not taking anymore. And I would